7:13. So today, by the way, is National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day.
Oh, well, good.
So
go give them some business.
Yeah, go give moms and pops some business.
I try to give mom and pop business every time I can. Yeah,
if they're hanging on after the Blue Monster got here, good for them.
Some mom and pops just don't
make it. Now
it's
like the Earth Tone Monster.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, but the greeters, the aforementioned greeters, are still wearing blue.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And you say that on Sam Walton's birthday.
Yeah.
Isn't it something that Mom and Pop Day comes on Sam Walton's birthday? What's that all about?
Well, Sam Walton, that's how Sam Walton started.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. But you can't really call it a Mom and Pop store anymore, though.
No.
Kind of wanted you to be a member of their family.
Yeah.
So there.
There you go.
Yesterday we had the story about the unlikely fact that two people out of 5.9 million in ESPN's tournament bracket challenge had actually predicted all four teams correctly.
Yeah.
Sounds like a coin flip ballot or a coin flip bracket.
Well, I think they interviewed one of them or both of them, and one of them admitted that they had no idea what they were doing.
Joe Perlman is an IT worker from East Brunswick, New Jersey, who happens to be one of those two people. How did he navigate the waters? He said it didn't hurt that he didn't have much of a clue. This is the guy. Perlman says that on a scale of 1 to 10, he'd rate his college basketball knowledge as a 2. And for the sound of it, he didn't think didn't keep picking VCU because of anything in particular that he liked about VCU. It's because he likes picking USC.
And so he thought he was picking USC?
Well, USC.
That V looked like a U?
Well, they faced VCU
in the play-in game.
Right, in the play-in game before the start of the real tournament.
Excuse me, that would be round one.
Yeah,
that they've called that round one. But anyway, go ahead.
So, therefore, his wisest decision was to stick with his USC pick even after their early loss meant that it wasn't a USC pick anymore. So he just went with VCU. And as for Connecticut, it's his home state, Kentucky. The coach used to head up the New Jersey Nets. He's a fan of that. That's his hometown team. As for Butler, Perlman likes the coach.
Well, I was thinking about yesterday, and I could see, if you're a VCU fan, you know, you say, I'm going to enter this ESPN contest. It's free, so what the heck? I'm going to pick VCU to go to the Final Four because I'm a fan. Well, then you think about Butler. You say, hey, Butler did it last year, so I'm going to do it again. And then you got Kentucky and UConn, which are legitimate programs, so you know, you could see in the far reaches that somebody could, throw something like that together, I guess.
Yeah, I sure. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, you could. I mean, it's plausible, I guess.
Did he ever say he was a multiple bracket guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was just the only one. Butler's coach is making $1 million a year. Apparently, I saw a story yesterday.
And really?
They do have the ability to pay him some more.
Guy, buy a new pair of glasses.
Well, but here's the deal. Look, we were talking about this.
Throw some sideburns. Oh wait, never mind.
We were talking about this off the air. And again, that's the thing is this is a guy who is so calm for someone who's this young and just.
I know what I've never
34.
Seen one of his practices. I mean, does he get Bobby Knight like in the practice?
Well,
I wonder.
I can remember
start throwing stuff.
We had a very successful coach in high school when I was going to high school who was very much that way. But the thing is, he was well older than 34. He'd seen it all and done it all and been there. And it's a matter of at 34 to have this calming sense of this inner peace, it would appear, is pretty interesting.
You look at this guy and you think, okay, now, son, I want you to dribble the ball.
Yeah,
And see, but seriously, maybe he's a teacher.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Right, exactly.
And teachers.
He teaches differently than Bobby Knight.
Sure.
Because Bobby Knight is a teacher, too. It's just he doesn't bring the point home quite the same way.
And we haven't heard much about his staff and his assistant coaches, which I don't think you ever hear enough about, with assistant coaches. Because you go to the practice court, and if the head coach knows how to delegate and delegate right, those assistant coaches do a heck of a lot of work. They just don't get the airtime.
Unless the head coach is mic'd up.
Exactly, right.
If the head coach is mic'd up, then he's doing all the teaching.
Exactly, at that time, on that day.
Every now and then we come across a new iPhone.
Yeah, really. Now, your crossover there, we really need to work on that. And the way you ran that particular play, I really think you're capable of doing it the next time around.
Because that's just the way they coach.
Hey, what do I say now to them, man?
Every now and then we come across
We
come across a new iPhone app that makes us kind of wonder, how did this not already exist? This one's called Last Night Never Happened. LNNH markets itself as the world's first morning after app. But it's not what it sounds like. The app, you see, has one goal, and that is to wipe out all the tweets and status updates that you did when you were drunk last night in order to make your life more manageable.
What does it say about our society?
Yes, you're exactly right. All you have to do is sync the app with your Twitter or your Bookface account and tell them how many hours worth of activity you want to erase from the digital record. You push the button, and boom, the embarrassing messages are gone forever, or so you think. They may contact you when you become a captain of industry and say, hey, by the way, you remember when you did this? See how that works out. 719. Okay. Hearing this will probably make you itchy. A group of researchers has shown that itching is contagious, just like yawning. When people see someone scratching, they are likely to suddenly start getting itchy.
Sure.
Even when the study subjects were given a few drops of liquid that was meant to induce itching in a particular part of the body, they often ended up scratching other parts of their body, suggesting it must be some central brain mechanism response. Researchers also believe that visual stimuli aren't really necessary. Simply thinking or reading about a person who is scratching could be enough to trigger the response.
That's why so many baseball fans scratch, you know, because they're always looking at it.
Next thing you're going to tell me is spitting is sympathetic as well.
Studies have shown that, all right, fine, here we go. Studies have shown monkeys can also experience this phenomenon.
And you never see a monkey in a baseball game.
Once again, aren't you glad you stand during baseball games? Wow. Well, he did. So there. Anyway. Normally, you'd really want to get a fast getaway vehicle if you're going to pull a heist. These guys used stolen golf carts. They're taking down ATMs at country clubs. In their latest caper, the Fresno Bee says the thieves use an all-terrain vehicle to pull the top off an ATM, but they fled in a golf cart because... They could get any cash. Yeah. No. Police believe the,
the same crew that stole an ATM
from another golf course earlier this month, again using a stolen golf cart as a getaway car. And I guess the golf cart is something you expect to see.
At the golf course.
Right. The idea of seeing the all-terrain is probably a little bit of a...
Are they wearing ugly pants?
It doesn't say. Doesn't say what they were wearing is when they did that.
Well, the maintenance crew drives ATMs, or I mean, all trade vehicle, not ATM. Sure, I'm getting my ATs mixed up here. ATBs.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's it.
It's all off their ATMs.
Rescue personnel in Dallas, Texas, called out to an accident involving a toilet paper holder.
An accident?
Entering a resident. Rescuers found 69-year-old female sitting there with a toilet paper holder impaled in her neck.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh. It was like those, the cardboard one?
It was one of those standalone toilet paper holder. It was the bar, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Like freestanding, sitting on the floor, metal things.
Yeah, something you buy at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, I see.
Or something similar. According to the Dallas Morning News, the woman had no trouble breathing. She was able to speak. She told firefighters she simply slipped and fell.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
But she's okay?
Yep, she fell on the holder that happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Holder still had toilet paper on it. Rescuers decided to remove her from the scene. They used bolt cutters, took care of that, and she's fine.
Well, but the real question for any female is, was the seat down? Mm.